Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Another end-of-session surge left the benchmark US indices with strong gains ahead of new Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell heading to Capitol Hill to address the House Financial Services Committee tonight, our time. Dow was up 399 points or 1.6%. Broader S&P gaining 1.2%, where 10 of the 11 primary sectors closed higher. NASDAQ was up 1.2% also. Just on the US economic data front, new home sales fell for a second straight month in January, down 7.8% to an annualised rate of 593,000. That's the lowest level since August last year and well shy of consensus expectations for a 4% improvement to 643,000 units. Elsewhere, the widely observed Chicago Fed National Activity Index ticked down to 0.12 in January. That was versus a reading of 0.14 in December. Europe's main markets also extended their rally. Germany's DAX adding 0.4%. Chancellor Angela Merkel moved a step closer to her fourth term as leader after her Christian Democrats approved a coalition agreement with the centre-left Social Democrats. France's CAC was up 0.5%. European Central Bank Mario Draghi speaking last night and indicating that further stimulus is still required for the Eurozone economy. Also looking ahead to the weekend, just be aware that the Italians go to the polls for their national election on Sunday. London's FTSE rose 0.6% to record its first advance in three sessions. Mining stocks quite strong there. Base metals were mostly higher. Copper edging 0.2% higher to 322.5 a pound. Nickel up 1.2% and zinc up 0.8%. Those metals prices were helped by strong Chinese import data and also strong China home price data. And there are also reports that Tangshan, the major steelmaking city in China, is likely to extend their production curbs. So that was also helping. Benchmark spot iron ore is closing in on $80 a metric tonne. It gained 54 cents or 0.7% to $79.36 a metric tonne. Now sits 9.3% higher for the year to date. Gold futures gained $4.10 or 0.3% to $1,334.40 an ounce. That rebound coming after gold logged its biggest weekly decline for the year to date last week. Oil prices higher as traders continued to digest the ongoing rhetoric from OPEC and its partners about its commitment to cutting crude production. WTI up 36 cents to $63.91 a barrel. That's its best close in about 3 weeks. And Brent up 19 cents to $67.50 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields just ticking a bit lower, down one basis point to 2.86%. Investors eyeing Fed Chair Powell's testimony tonight, as I said, and also key US inflation data on Thursday. And the Aussie dollar is firmer, buying 78.5 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.